Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of This and That. My name is Aurelia Seferbeck, and today it's going to be quite different because I don't know if you heard that, but someone just said the Tala campus, so I'm at a different environment, and there's a shoot. So his name is, the photographer's name is Ruben, and it was through a friend that I got to meet him. So we are here for a shoot, and I'm at the place. The person said one, and I'm 46 minutes late. He himself, I've called him, but he's also late, so it's also understandable because I'm quite a bantam. So kindly continue listening, so because there's a surprise at the end of this episode, and also maybe in between or in the middle of the episode, I'll also give another special announcement. So keep in touch and keep listening. Okay, guys, I'm going to change, and I mean, we'll take the shit. So I'll let you know what happens after. I don't know. Yeah. Photographer, no. Oh, but Kojaichi, I was here for. But okay, you know, let me reserve the comments. Oh, but he has a nice set. What do you think? Was Kojaichi there? Don't say a guy. Please follow his photography page, RV Photography, right? Yes. It builds your romantic words. Hey, sir. What's your college here? I see.
I don't know.
Hi guys, so I'm done with the shoot. It was a nice experience. So this is not normally how my Fridays are. It's just once in a while that they happen. So I'm on my way home, and it's 3:52. So I mentioned earlier that there's going to be an announcement. Yeah, so the announcement is that Saturday, which is this coming Saturday, it's Samuel Intori's birthday, which is 25th of June. That's his birthday. He is turning another year older, so if you want to know his age, please go and ask him. So yes, and right now, as mentioned earlier, I'm on my way home, and the thing is, people are waiting for the surprise that I said I'll see. You people just continue listening. It will come soon. Since I'm on my way going home, let's have a little church chat, little thought-provoking, things about life. So about this, someone mentioned on the stage, I think it was someone himself, he posted something about duality, the reality of duality. And come to think of it, I think it's actually something that almost every individual has been a victim, or has witnessed, or has, it has happened to someone or anybody before. And duality, the state or situation where you are living a double life. Not necessarily you are one person or in this person, a different person in another, but it's like you are fighting with two different personalities or two different is it life or lifestyle? Yes, two different lifestyle, and one might be you and one might be the thoughts of others. And sometimes you might be thinking the lifestyle that people think of you is way better than what you think of yourself. Please, sometimes it's good, but most times I don't think it's a good idea, because why don't you just be yourself, be you? Because that one is original. What don't you think? Because you are being you, why never to my own? If you are doing what others think, well, that's going to be a bummer. It's going to be boring, because everybody will say what they think about you, and it's going to be draining too. Oh, but you can be a footballer, but you can sing, but you can, hey, Andy, sister, bruh, it's just me, so, Charlie. Okay, so, I'm almost at the car station, so if people, I'll continue later when I reach home. I haven't reached home yet, but I want to say that because of the shit that I did today, I can see that, oh, I'm not bad, like, oh, me a fine girl kakao. Oh, me never cry WWE. Me a shame kakao. If you are listening, say you share or no. She dey see your body. Ah, if be my body, oh be old, Charlie. So yes, you know. I'm just joking. So please don't take it to heart. If you take it to heart, that's your own problem. Cause I wouldn't know and Charlie. Hey.
So hey guys, I'm back from. Well, where I came from, I'm back home, and we're talking about duality. And when I was in the car, a thought came to mind. I mean, many thoughts came, but let me share this one. So, have you ever liked someone to the extent that, have you ever liked or even loved? Yes, loved someone to the extent that, I mean, you see the opposite sex, and I mean, you see the person, and oh. He's there, but Charlie, the one that you are with or the one that you are in love with is the only person you see. He or she is the eyes. The apple of my eye. Yes. So the person is the apple of your eye that you see the opposite sex and you think it's not about Charlie. What do you can? Hey, so I asked someone. The person was like, "Oh, Felicia, the on Felicia said just say, Ian said, yeah." New brother or sister, I was like, wow, you people, you are in love. You are in love. People are in love. People are very much in love. So please, if you have, please let me know. And he's a photographer. He's very good. He's friendly. He's polite. He's a gentleman. So you please don't forget to follow him on Instagram. He's RBR, as in Ruben, RB Photography on Instagram. So please follow him. And like his works, cause he's good. So, yeah. So, until I don't know you people, you should teach us and show us the way, cause some of us we are lacking. We are very, very, very lacking. So please, kindly send it to me. I'm serious. So, anyways, the surprise that I'm talking about is the surprise is I'm also starting my podcast. So is it Yeje or which is which? Anyways, yeah, so I'm starting my podcast, and the name of the podcast is Time with Haley. So please subscribe and share for others to also subscribe, because there's content to be created and listened to. So kindly join me. So yes, this was my day so far. It was nice having you along, and bye, and see you soon, or hear from me soon.